The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. In his essay for The New Yorker, Who Am I?, comedian Dimitri Martin explores his identity both literally and figuratively. He opens by saying that he is not a thing that is just lying around somewhere, like a pen or a toaster or a housewife. Rather, he is an actual human being who can use objects like pens and toasters, and he can chat with a housewife. Martin goes on to explore identity in the context of time. Depending on the time and place, he might be referred to as, "Hey you," or "Get out of the way." Reflecting on his college days, he writes, "I was pledge, and then disappointed, and then transfer student. I'm still amazed at how picky certain so-called brotherly organizations can be." Who Am I is one of my favorite essays, in part because of Martin's comedic wit, and also because it offers a poignant analysis of what makes a person a person. In our culture, we like to use one or two descriptions to encapsulate a person's identity. Typically, we associate a person with their occupation, thus ignoring all the other elements that make them who they are. In my life, most people outside of work don't know my formal job title. They might know me as a friend, an extrovert, a Star Wars enthusiast, a writer, a guy with SMA who does cool stuff with his robotic arm, or something else. Most people know that I like peanut butter on my bagels and sandwiches, and some people know that I loathe kettle corn. To me, these are all interesting facets of my identity. I take great pride in my work, but I also don't want people to immediately think forums director and columnist for BioNews when they see me. If we didn't introduce ourselves based on our LinkedIn profiles, I wonder what we'd say about our identities. This principle also applies to having SMA. When I write about SMA, I don't emphasize the medical terminology that you'd find in scientific journals. Those things are important, but I prefer to focus on the ways in which SMA affects me personally. There was a time in my life when I dismissed this notion altogether. For a good portion of my childhood and teenage years, I refused to recognize SMA as an intrinsic part of my identity. In my longing to obtain some status of normalcy, I ignored that which made me unique. Obviously, that is not the case anymore. My attitude and mindset have evolved over time, and I am now embracing my inner alien. Yet, this transformation didn't occur overnight. In reality, I'm still on a journey of continual discovery, both about myself and the world around me. The filmmaker Taika Waititi delivered a TED Talk years ago titled The Art of Creativity. In it, he describes creativity as a culmination of ideas and expressions, and not a singular thing that you can wrap inside a box. Likewise, identity isn't something you can narrow down into a neat caption. Identity is an amalgamation of viewpoints and personality traits and relationships, and it can change over time. We are a lot more than what we simply do for a living. We are people, infused with different needs, passions, and food preferences. Speaking of, don't tweet at me if you like kettle corn. Thank you all for coming to my TED Talk. I'm Kevin Schaefer, forums director and columnist for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.